Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
Thank you.
15 this morning, and we'll be start reading verses number 29. And the Bible said these words, Jesus departed from thence and came nigh unto the Sea of Galilee and went up into a mountain and sat down there. And a great multitude came unto him, having with them those that were lame, blind, dumb, maimed, and many others, and cast them down at Jesus' feet, and he healed them. Insomuch that the multitude wondered when they saw the dumb to speak, and the maimed be whole, and the lame to walk, and the blind to see, and they glorified the God of Israel. Our Heavenly Father and our God, as we come before you this morning, what a wonderful day, Lord, that you've given God, bestowed upon us. And Father, we realize how unworthy and how undeserving we are this morning, God, but how thankful that we are, God, for your touch, and Lord, for your saving grace, God, that's been shed abroad upon us. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for your Spirit this morning, God, that has filled our hearts and our homes and our lives this morning, God. And I pray that wherever your people are gathered together this morning, that you'd certainly be in the midst. And I pray the Holy Spirit of God this morning bring conviction, Lord, and upon those, Lord, that hear the gospel this morning, God, that you'd anoint your men to stand and proclaim the truths of thy word this morning, God, and may it go forth and accomplish where you send it. God, prepare our hearts for revival season, God, for a time of refreshment, a time of renewing a right spirit within us this morning, God. Lord, to help us, God, to cut loose the things of the world and turn back unto you this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, this morning for answering prayer, God, in all that you have done for us. And Father, I pray this morning, Lord, that you'd use us that we might be a blessing to someone that's listening this morning, God. Speak peace unto our hearts, draw us unto yourself. And all of this we'll thank you and praise you this morning. In Jesus' name we ask it, amen. And amen this morning. Reading those few verses this morning, the Bible said that in the latter part of verses number 30, that he healed them. And I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning the healing power of Christ. The healing power of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. And I do believe this morning the Lord has power to heal this morning. Amen. I believe he has healed. I believe that he can heal, and I believe that he still does bring healing unto our body this morning. I don't just believe it by faith this morning, which some may argue against, but brother, I also believe it by the facts I've seen with my own eyes that are undeniable this morning. Dear friend, you can call it a miracle, you can call it an anomaly, you can call it a supernatural invention, but either way, this morning there are evidence that shows that where there has been disease and death that was imminent this morning, there have been recoveries. And I'm not talking about this Hollywood and Nashville and PTN, our PTL club, dear friend, this evangelistic movement in our society this morning, dear friend, where someone looks in the camera and says, if there's somebody out there with arthritis, it feels a tingle, you send a donation. Dear friend, that's a bunch of hogwash. And I hope, dear friend, today that you are spiritually sound enough not to fall in to that category this morning. Dear friend, but I will uphold and I will defend and I will proclaim what James 5:14 said. If there's any sick among you, call for the elders, anoint them with oil in the prayer of faith. I thank God this morning will bring healing to their life today. Amen. In fact, I've got oil in my pulpit. Amen. Dear friend, I still believe in the great physician. I believe he makes house calls. I believe he rounds the hospitals. I believe he visits the bedsides of the afflicted. I thank God this morning there's still a balm in Gilead and the Son of Righteousness with healing in his wings this morning. Amen. I'm not preaching health and wealth. Dear friend, this morning I'm not saying, dear friend, to send in a donation. I'm not talking about digging up the dead and bringing them into service. But I do believe that God still has power to heal this body this morning. Amen. I'm not trying to set up a tent for a healing service. Brother, I'm not talking about rolling in the hospital bed
beds, dear friend, other than just to hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I cannot heal, and I don't believe that there's healing power in the hands of any man upon the face of this earth this morning. Verse number 30 said, he, talking about the Lord Jesus Christ, he healed them. Amen. Dear friend, the disciples didn't cure them, and though they would have the gifts and have the power of healing, thank God, during the apostolic time and the laying of the church foundation, dear friend, but I'm telling you this morning, dear friend, the Lord Jesus Christ gave them the healing. If there's any healing done, it's done by the Lord. Amen. I'm not telling you not to go to the doctor. I'm not telling you not to take your medicine. Dear friend, God gives us enough sense to go to a doctor. Dear friend, God gives us enough sense to take medicine or to have surgery. Dear friend, he not always, dear friend, heals the same way this morning. Dear friend, may I remind you that there were three blind men that Jesus healed. That's recorded in the Word of God. The Bible said the first one that he spake to him and said, be it unto you even as thy faith. Amen. And the man, eyes were opened. The next one that he encountered, Jesus touched him. And he said, I see men as trees walking. And Jesus touched him again. And then he was able to see. And the third man, I believe, the Bible said he spat on the ground and that he rubbed the clay on the man's eyes and told him to go wash in the pool. You see, Jesus healed that blind man, but he did it in three different ways. And I'm telling you, he not only just speaks the word, he may heal you through a doctor. He may heal you through treatments. He may heal you through surgery. The bottom line is, give God the glory in all of it. Every how that he chooses to bring about your healing this morning. Amen. It is God's will to heal. Amen. Exodus 15 and verse 26, he said, I'm the Lord thy God that healeth thee. In Psalms 103 verse 2, I'm the Lord that healeth all thy diseases. And then also he said in 1 John in 3 John there, he said, I want you to be in good health and prosper even as thy soul does prosper this morning. Dear friend, but it is always, not always God's will to heal this morning. Amen. Dear friend, God has the power to heal anyone. Dear friend, but it's not always his will. God did not heal Paul of his thorn. Though Paul requested it three times. The Bible said that Paul left Trophimus sick at Miletus. Amen. Dear friend, and by the way, dear friend, that was when the apostolic power began to fade out. Amen. After the church had been established, if Paul still had the power to heal, why didn't he heal Trophimus? Why didn't he heal Erophidus? Amen. Dear friend, why didn't he heal Timothy? The Bible said, Paul said, take a little wine for thy stomach. Brother, it wasn't a lack of faith. It's not punishment. Dear friend, sometimes it is for the glory of God. All sickness, I realize, is a result of sin in the garden. Amen. And we understand this morning there are certain sins that follow certain diseases. Certain sins this morning, sexual diseases and drunkenness. Dear friend, all these other things, dear friend, when you're so you'll reap the certain diseases of those. But for someone to sit on their pedestal and judge, dear friend, this morning and say the reason why somebody's sick or somebody has a disease or somebody has a disability is payment for their sins. That brother's a narrow-minded person who's never walked down the corridor of a children's hospital. Amen. Or looked at their self in the mirror and seen their own sins. If if so, we'd all be in the bed with our back broke this morning. And dear friend, I'm telling you, God is a healer this morning. Woo! Hallelujah. And dear friend, the Bible said, by His stripes we are healed. And that goes much deeper than just physically. I want you to notice in verses number 30, not only the Bible said there's a lame and blind and dumb and maimed, but He said there were many others. Amen. All of these that were mentioned had physical needs. The lame and the blind and the deaf and the dumb and the maimed. We know that He healed the issue of the blood. And we know that He healed lepers and He healed those that were sick of the palsy, and He healed those with fevers. Those needs are physical needs, and they're evident. But there are other ways, dear friend, this morning, by which one needs healing in their life. There may be some that can hear this morning, that can see, that can walk, that can pass a physical exam, and yet they're in dire need of a healing touch from God. There are ailments that an X-ray and a scan cannot pick up. There are more than just the body that gets sick. There's more suffering that's just been on the bed of affliction. Man can be wounded other than in the flesh. Amen. Dear fam, they came to Jesus with legitimate physical ailments, but there were also many others. Amen. Who needed to touch the hem of His garment. Amen. Who needed a soul. I thank God in their heart who needed a healing balm in their life this morning. Amen. And so we're preaching about the healing power of Christ. Amen. I know He can heal the body. But there were many others that were there that day standing in line with those that were crippled and warped and blind. Dear friend, that needed a touch from the Master. Amen. I want to say, first of all, there are those that need spiritual health this morning. Amen. Psalms 41 and verse 3. The psalmist said, heal my soul, for I have sinned against Thee. And as I mentioned before, 3 John said, even as thy soul does prosper. Amen. I realize He's already saved my soul and sealed my soul. But brother, sometimes I need a healing in my soul. Jeremiah 3 and verse 22, he's talked about healing the backslidings of Israel. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you this morning, friend, it's not always a physical need. Sometimes the sickness and the ailment goes right down past the bone into the soul of man this morning. Amen. The first healing that a Christian needs is to confess that sin and come clean with God. Our soul gets infected. Dear friend, if left untreated, it spreads, corrupting our spiritual life, hindering our prayer and our study and our service and our worship. Amen. And when a body gets sick, it can't eat properly, and nothing tastes right. And I'm telling you, it gets the same way spiritually. Amen. We get in a rut, we get in a slump, we get in a drift, and we need Dr. Jesus. I thank God to lay His hands on us. Amen. And dear friend, I'm telling you, much of the physical is related to the spiritual anyhow. And so there were others there that needed a spiritual touch this morning. Also, there is a sickness of the head. Amen. And dear friend, there are mental healing this morning. And dear friend, I don't want to hear no crack jokes and jokes this morning. And dear friend, I'm telling you, there are literally folks this morning that dear friend, having problems mentally. I've heard people say, oh, it's all in your head. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, this head, dear friend, is where Satan's battleground is. Amen. Dear friend, and I realize this morning it is there in our thoughts and our attitudes. Dear friend, that we get discouraged and we get defeated. Dear friend, it is in our mind this morning. Dear friend, where lust begins. Dear friend, it's not conceived till it gets in our heart. But it begins in the thoughts of our mind. And dear friend, all these things that, dear friend, clutter our mind, it gets backed up. And we cease to control it until we're a bundle of nerves. Worry this morning is in our mind. Dear friend, and sometimes a great physician needs to thank God, lay his hand on our head. Dear friend, and assure us everything is going to be well. Amen. There is sickness this morning, friend of mine, that a pill and a shot or a vacation is not going to heal. Amen. You need the Master's touch. Dear friend, this morning we've got so many responsibilities, so many deadlines, so many problems, so many irons in the fire, and we feel like we're trapped inside our own mind. Amen. Dear friend, I'm telling you, dear friend, today there is, dear friend, there is a desire this morning to keep our mind, to stay focused this morning. The Bible said, you keep them in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon the Lord this morning. Amen. Dear friend, a healthy mind has nothing to do with your intelligence or your common sense this morning. Dear friend, it has to do with God. I thank God this morning having his hand upon your head this morning. And then also let me say, there's a suffering of the heart. Amen. Dear friend, there is no greater wound than that which wounds our heart. Dear friend, our broken heart. Disappointment and discouragement. Dear friend, that often comes our way. Discontentment, depression. The Bible said, hope deferred maketh the heart sick. Amen. We feel like we're at the end of our rope. There's no way out. And nowhere to turn. No solution. Thank God there is help this morning. Dear friend, to mend our broken heart. Amen. Dear friend, there's no greater plunge into despair is when our heart is broken. There's no physical pain that can be dulled. Dear friend, or blocked. Dear friend, this morning, when it's in our heart, dear friend, that's broken this morning. The Bible said the heart of men will fail because of the fear of things to come. Amen. Dear friend, if you're a kind, compassionate, loving person, get ready to have your heart ripped out, stomped on. Dear friend, because I'm telling you, the world will do it. But I'm glad there's healing for even our heart this morning that often gets broken. Dear friend, you can't look inside a man. Dear friend, you can see a man is blind or know a man is deaf or that a man can't walk. Dear friend, but you can't see that a man's heart is broken. But I thank God he can and he can heal it. And then let me say lastly this morning, he can heal the sanctity of a home. Amen. Dear friend, the domestic life, the marriage life, the family relation. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'm telling you, if you'll put it in the hands of the Lord, if you'll trust him, if you'll ask him this morning, dear friend, he can heal that home, that marriage. Dear friend, this morning, he can put it back together. I thank God this morning, 1 Thessalonians and 5:23, Paul said, I pray, God, that your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless under the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Dear friend, there is more sickness than just physically this morning. But I'm glad he's the great physician. And I'm glad he's got power to heal even our soul and our spirit and our body and our mind and our heart. He can completely bring healing to our life. I'm glad we serve such a God as that this morning. May the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I know you're going through the fire. It's getting hard to stand the heat. But even harder is the wondering, is God's hand still on me? It's lonely in the flames when you're counting the days of pain. But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take. how many times around the wheel till there's submission to His will. He's playing a beautiful design, but it will take some fire and time. It's gonna be okay, 'cause the potter knows the clay. Friend, I've just come through that fire. Not too very long ago, and looking back I can see why, and that my God was in control. But on the hottest days I'd cry, "Oh Lord, isn't it about time?" But the potter knows the clay, how much pressure it can take, how many times around the wheel submission to His will. He's planned a beautiful design, but it will take some fire.